Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Today, we're diving deep into something that impacts nearly all of us at some point. Anxiety. Ever feel like your mind's on overdrive, racing with thoughts you can't seem to control? You know that feeling when your heart starts pounding, your palms get sweaty, and your breath feels shallow? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, anxiety doesn't have to rule our lives. We can learn to navigate it, even overcome it, by tapping into the power of a Stoic mindset. Now, before you start picturing me in a toga chanting ancient Greek wisdom, let me tell you Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about understanding them, managing them, and ultimately finding peace amidst the chaos. Think of it like this. Anxiety is a bit like that annoying notification constantly popping up on your phone. You can either ignore it and let it distract you, or you can learn to manage it, prioritize what matters, and focus on what truly brings you joy. So, how do we do that? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate anxiety and cultivate a sense of calm. First off, acknowledge your thoughts without judgment. Don't get caught up in the whirlwind of racing thoughts, just observe them like clouds passing by. Recognize them as fleeting, temporary, and ultimately not defining who you are. Think of it like this. You wouldn't get angry at a squirrel for running across your lawn, right? Treat your anxious thoughts the same way, acknowledge their presence, but don't let them dictate your actions or emotions. Second, focus on what's within your control. Anxiety often stems from worrying about things outside our sphere of influence. It's like trying to control the weather. You can wish for sunshine, but ultimately, it's beyond your power. Instead, focus your energy on what you can control: your actions, your reactions, and your mindset. Third, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, it's simply about being present in the moment. Take a few deep breaths, pay attention to your senses, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your coffee, the sound of birds chirping. By anchoring yourself in the present, you can break free from the mental chatter that fuels anxiety. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life: a supportive friend, a delicious meal, a beautiful sunset. Shifting your focus to the positive can help counteract negative thoughts and foster a sense of contentment. And finally, remember that you're not alone. Anxiety is incredibly common. Talk to someone you trust, join a support group, or seek professional help if needed. There's no shame in asking for support. It takes strength and courage to acknowledge your struggles and seek help. Okay, let me paint a picture. Imagine you're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and all those dreaded what-ifs are swirling through your head. You could get caught up in the panic, or you could remember these Stoic principles. Take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that you prepared well, focus on delivering your message with confidence, and visualize success. You might still feel some butterflies, but by channeling your energy constructively, you can turn anxiety into fuel for a powerful performance. Remember, conquering anxiety isn't about eliminating it entirely, it's about learning to manage it effectively. It's a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing these Stoic principles. You've got this. So, what are you waiting for? Share this episode with a friend who might need a little Stoic wisdom in their life. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app. It helps others find the show and keeps us motivated to bring you even more valuable content. And most importantly, take action today. Implement one of these strategies, practice mindfulness for 5 minutes, or simply express gratitude for something good in your life. Every small step counts towards building a stronger, more resilient you. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and keep striving for that Stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.